This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated Uttar Pradesh's first Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University in Gorakhpur today in the presence of Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath.
ए विश्वविद्यालय हमारी समृद्ध प्राचीन परंपराओं का नवनिर्मित तथा प्रभावशाली आधुनिक केंद्र है। यह लोकार्पण उत्तर प्रदेश ही नहीं अपितु पूरे देश में मेडिकल एजुकेशन और चिकित्सा सेवा के विकास में एक मील का पत्थर साबित होगा। उत्तर प्रदेश के इस प्रथम आयुष विश्वविद्यालय की उत्कृष्ट परिकल्पना और निर्माण को दिशा एवं गति प्रदान करने के लिए मैं मुख्यमंत्री योगी आदित्यनाथ जी को बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देती हूँ।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Digital India has become a people's movement and is central to building an Atmanirbhar Bharat and making India a trusted innovation partner to the world. In a blog marking 10 years of the Digital India program, he said India is moving from digital governance to global digital leadership and from India first to India for the world. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said it is a historic day as the nation marks a decade of Digital India. He said the program began as an effort to transform India into a digitally empowered and technologically advanced society. He said a decade later, the country stands witness to a journey that has touched countless lives and ushered in a new era of empowerment. The Prime Minister said India has made great strides in digital payments, powered by the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians. He also noted that sectors like health and education have seen significant benefits from this digital transformation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Digital India Initiative has democratized technology, transforming India into a global digital powerhouse. On 10 years of Digital India, Mr. Shah said from healthcare and education to business and commerce, it has made every sector more inclusive, innovative and future-ready by empowering citizens and driving a sustainable digital economy. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar has hailed the relationship between India and the US, particularly over the course of 25 years, noting that the two countries have enjoyed strong and very positive ties under the last five US presidents. Dr. Jaishankar, who is currently on a visit to the US, noted that the trend line of India-US ties over the past 25 years has been very strong. The United States has reaffirmed India's importance as a key strategic ally in the Indo-Pacific region, while confirming that a long-anticipated trade deal between New Delhi and Washington is very close to announcement. During a press briefing, the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt praised India's role in the region and highlighted the strong personal relationship between US President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The death toll in the pharmaceutical unit explosion at Pashamylaram in Telangana's Sangareddy district has risen to 35. Police have so far been able to identify only 11 bodies. Authorities supervising the rescue operation said around 16 workers are still feared trapped under the debris. Rescue efforts are continuing round the clock with the help of NDRF and SDRF personnel. Of the 35 workers admitted to the hospital with burn injuries, the condition of 12 is reported to be critical. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Revanth Reddy visited the accident site today. He held discussions with officials regarding the circumstances that led to the explosion and reviewed the rescue operations. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast active monsoon conditions to continue over many parts of northwest, central, east India during the next 5 to 6 days. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with marginal gains in afternoon trade today, led by select sectors including oil and gas, energy and capital goods. In women's T20 cricket, India will take on England in the second of the five-match series in Bristol tonight. The match will start at 11 p.m. Indian time. The visitors had won the first match by 97 runs in Nottingham, taking a 1-0 lead in the series. And with that, we end this news bulletin.